Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Magic Spin.
What's the name of your clothing line? We don't know.
Rubber Shop Talk 101.
What's the name of your clothing line? We don't know. Take a few steps back. You don't have the answers up. You don't have the answers up.
Rubber Shop Talk 101.
You don't have the answers up. Well, I've been doing this more than you.
Yeah. Barbershop Talk 101. Yeah. Happy Friday, BST 101. You know what it is, DJ Magic.
Well,
has to be illustrious. We here.
Yes, sir. Definitely in the building. What's cracking, man? Happy Friday, my dude.
Happy Friday to you, man. Happy Friday to the audience. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
What are we on? Game 3, Game 4, season.
Man.
Kicking off beautifully.
It's been a minute, bro. It's been a minute. We've been out for, what, 2 weeks? We've been down 2 weeks? A lot to talk about, man. A lot has happened in the last 2 weeks.
Tell me about it, man. Tell me about it. Sure. I mean, where do we start? Where do we start? I mean.
Crazy world. World going crazy, bro. Real talk. I don't know, man. First, let's, I guess, we'll have a brief moment of silence for Charlie Murphy and Aaron Hernandez. Speaking of, man, Prince died a year ago today. It don't even seem like it's been a year already, bro.
Like,
for real.
What Dub Squad, what's interesting, when he died, it rained. We were just talking, like, earlier. You said it wasn't raining in your neck of the woods, but it's also raining here. I don't know what kind of coincidence that is. It's just kind of like on Easter Sunday, I guess, when Jesus, you know, when he rises from the grave, it rains. And when Prince, when he dies, it rains as well. So just remember on Easter and when Prince died, on Prince's death anniversary, don't schedule a picnic outdoors.
Pretty
on schedule. When purple rains, I mean, you know, it's raining and I'm smoking purple. So.
Oh, yeah. Happy belated 420 to all the partakers. You know, let's talk about that for a minute, SB. 420. So I don't know who started it or how they decided, you know, that they were going to celebrate that on April 20th. But, you know, it's getting bigger and bigger, man, you know, as marijuana becomes legal around, you know, different cities in the United States, different states or whatnot. Celebrations have been a big thing, man. I heard they did Seattle this year. The past few years has been in Denver. You know, they did some stuff in Cali, but, you know, it's been legal in parts of Cali for a minute. 420. People still don't know what 420 is. That's what's funny. I've seen it up and down my Facebook timeline all day, man. Folks been hating. You know, talking about 421. Today is the National Drug Test holiday. You know, just people being funny, man. And I just say, you know, I don't partake or whatever, but anymore. When I did, I don't see why people hate, man, because, I mean, people not going to wait till April 20th to smoke anyway. You know what I mean? Like, what's your take on that?
Well, like I kind of mentioned before, it's kind of good to have, like, a commemoration of a holiday that's recognized. I mean, just a fun historical fact, 420, it's, I guess people don't celebrate it for this reason, but, you know, for, you know, years, people have been celebrating shit they don't even know what they're celebrating. You know,
right.
Easter, Christmas, Halloween, you know, things like that. But historically, fuck that. Yeah, basketball game or something?
It might as well be a basketball game. This is Barbershop Talk 101, man. What's talking about?
Anyways.
Game on.
Yeah, can I finish my point? What I was saying?
No.
Were you playing with the sound effects over there? Anyway.
We ain't talking about nothing, no way. Go ahead.
Fun historic fact, 420 is out of it for all the history junkies out there, which is pretty interesting. But, you know, I think it's cool that people celebrate a holiday where, you know, you can partake in something that relaxes you, such as cannabis sativa. you know, you don't need to recognize the fact that you're black in February, like I said, because it's Black History Month, and Cinco de Mayo, you don't have to say, okay, I'm Mexican, you know, kind of like when people say, why do you need to have a holiday, or, you know, why do the people need to smoke the day to justify? Well, you know, it's a culture, and I think it's a good day where, you know, in certain cities like Chicago as well as New York, where you can actually smoke publicly in certain designated areas. In certain designated areas, and the police won't, you know, harass you. I guess that's the wrap-up
yeah.
one, you know.
DJ Madden
Spin has ADD, so, you know, I didn't wrap it up quickly enough. Sorry about that.
He got jokes, y'all. He got
DJ Raymond, Edward Scissorhands. Yeah, man. Friday, man. Speaking of which, I mean, that's so weird. Aaron Hernandez, let's talk on that. And I think I entered the clip. You know, you want to pull that up, Spence? I forgot.
Yeah, we go ahead.
I kind of forgot what he sounded like. He's been gone for a while, and he's going to be gone forever now. But, you know, pull him up. Rest in peace, Aaron.
That was cold. Ice cold. Right there, that's ice cold. All right,
well,
I'll go ahead and play the clip. Ice cold. I played a clip, man. Hold on. Yeah, check this out.
You saw a picture of the whip. I just waxed it today. Thanks.
My whip is waxed too. What's your point?
Do you want Fins or Beamer? Go ahead.
Fins or Beamer? What do you want to do? Fins, Beamer, Lack? What?
We have a Friday, man. Pull up the clip. Rest in peace, AR. Or AH.
It was kind of nice to get out of the cold weather for a little bit. But regardless of what we played, we got to come to play, and I'm excited about the game regardless.
Was it nice to get in the bubble today instead of out of the cold here?
Well, it was, but regardless, it's going to be a hard practice, so you got to get your mindset ready regardless. But it was nice to be in the bubble, and it got a little sweat in there. It got some heat, so we could be prepared for Miami. But it was a good practice.
Crank it up?
It's been, what did he mean? what did he said he got some heat. Incriminate himself?
Man. I don't want to say anything.
I'm just saying, I heard he said he got some heat. I mean, I don't know.
Man, maybe he did mean literally, but who knows? We know he had plenty of heat. We seen it on the camera.
That Tootsie Roll Pop, how many licks does it take? Now the world definitely won't know. We don't know. How's the way? We don't know.
No. Yeah, man. Let's talk about that for a minute, man. So, suicide,
up.
Right?
What do you think, man?
You think it was a D'Angelo Barksdale type move where somebody got to him? Because
well,
the thing is,
up?
Man.
Let's back up. He is a human being, you know. And that is unfortunate. Somebody's, you know, baby daddy, somebody's son, you know, somebody's killer.
Wow.
Well. Oh, I'm still
chill out, Aaron.
I'm still the drink.
Aaron, please, chill out.
Aaron, no. Hey, good thing that was the outcome in Puerto Rico. Good thing Aaron Hernandez was in the world that night. Anyway,
man,
we've been in the ocean. Goodbye.
How do you think it was a suicide or no? What do you think?
I know what they're saying,
but okay. My thing is a bed sheet. What kind of sheets are they using? Like, you know, I know prison doesn't have, like, you know, 500 three-account shit, but you know what I mean?
That's a big guy. That's a big guy. That's a big
yeah.
guy.
Yeah. Yeah, 6'5", 6'6".
I mean, a parachute, I mean, not a bed sheet, but...
I mean, yeah, then they said he blocked him. He like, put stuff by the door so nobody would come in and
try to stop him.
They also said...
Let's examine. Okay, let's get out the point of the caps. Okay.
Man, don't ever interrupt me again, all right? Anyway, like I was saying.
What? Schizophrenic? Bipolar? ADHD? Damn. No, I was saying. Yeah, I got excited because it really just stimulated, you know, my mind for a second because a bedsheet in prison. We're not talking queen size. We're talking twin. We're talking twin, bro. Twin.
Yeah. 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 I would think that them bed sheets wouldn't be that thick to where they could. I don't know, man.
Okay. Now let's think about it. You know, a bed sheet. Do you remember when you were a kid? Okay, we've all twirled the bed sheet. You can just think in your mind when you're twirling a bed sheet, like you're about to make a jump rope. You know what I mean? Okay, so that's,
right.
That's the way you could have done it, you know, allegedly, assumingly. So then what? Okay, I would imagine you would tie the bed sheet around your neck, right?
Right.
And what are you putting it to? Are you putting it to the prison bar and then just trying to lean forward?
They said it was the window. The window. Said he had it.
How tall? Okay, this guy's 6'5", you said.
Yeah, 250-ish, 60-ish pounds, something like that. He's a big guy.
How
tiny.
How sway?
I don't know.
That's a damn good knot.
Boy Scout.
Hey man, how much weight is that supposed to hold up? I mean, for that long? Did he hold his legs up like? You know, okay, did he kind of like half jump, like when you're squatting? Because I'm just trying to figure out. You know what I mean? Something's not.
Yeah, man.
Okay, the knot around your neck, too.
Yeah, man, I don't know, man. I've never been to prison. Don't plan on ever going, ever in life.
You've seen The Wire, right? For those who haven't seen The Wire, what do we mean when we reference D'Angelo?
D'Angelo Barksdale was killed, but it was labeled a suicide, or so they thought it was a suicide. You know, people in his own camp had him killed by people on the inside because they didn't want him to snitch, you know. So their freedom was at stake.
And didn't Mr. Hernandez, let's back up, didn't he just recently get off on a murder, a double murder?
Double murder. Double murder. He was acquitted for double murder a week before he supposedly committed suicide. That's what makes this whole thing kind of fishy, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Smells like a fish market to me. Shoot. I don't know. And the thing is, you know what's really troubling is that's why you really can't, I guess now, When bill collectors be calling me, you know, they be sounding soft, you know, I'd be letting them have it. I'd be like, man, don't you ever call this house. Don't you ever call this number again in my house. I mean, listening to Aaron Hernandez, he sounds like a nice guy. I mean, that interview, he sounded like a nice guy.
He was just well articulated. You know, college would do that for you. Whether he was a nice guy, can't really say. I never met the man, but just from what I've heard about people who have met him and encountered him, not the nicest of guys. Anyway, man, let's move on. Speaking of people getting killed, the shootings in Cleveland, the middle guy, Stevie Steve. Okay, so what happened? Tell everybody in Barbershop Talk 101 what happened.
What do you mean tell them what happened if they don't know already?
Well, I mean, let's talk about it. What happened? Some people don't know. We don't know. What happened?
Well, basically what happened, I think personally it's a conspiracy theory. So there's a African-American gentleman, large fellow, who utilized the platform Facebook Live. And by doing so, the most recent murderer slaying, he's on live and he is shown gunning down a random older African American gentleman.
So no, he's like 76, right?
Something like that.
Dude was minding his own business.
For no reason. And then
yeah.
post the incident, he utilizes the Facebook Live platform once again, showcasing why and who and how bad he is. And then, you know, ultimately, you know, weeks later, he commits suicide in his vehicle. Now, what is
that word again? That word again. Like, that's two suicides? Wow. Okay. Continue, please.
Yeah. So, with that said, I mean, it's a conspiracy theory because, for one, Facebook Live, you have to have an IP address if you're using a laptop or an iPad, you have an IP, just like with a phone. You have to allow Facebook to have access to your GPS settings. So, with that said, how can I pinpoint where this guy was at? And then, he committed suicide and just ran. I think it's a distraction, what's currently going on, you know, in the political arena with President Agent Orange. You know, with him.
Agent Orange.
Yeah, with him, you know, pulling Kim Jong-un by the balls with his trigger happy mouth. You know, I mean, he's pissing North Korea off. We're about to go to war, let alone, you know, him invading, dropping the bombs on Syria. And he got it wrong in his interview. I don't know if you guys saw that, but he says, yeah, I was eating this delicious chocolate pie with President Xi from China. And I get a call from one of my top officials saying we just dropped 59 bombs to Iraq. You mean Syria? Yeah, I mean Syria.
Yeah, man, dude is crazy.
Stephen King material, man. Yeah, you know. Weird things are just occurring lately. It's been occurring, you know. It's weird, a weird feeling, you know, in the air.
Yeah, it's, man. This whole Trump thing, man, usually on any job, you know, you get 90-day probationary period, you know what I'm saying, where if you mess up, they can fire your ass. This dude ain't been in office about 90-100 days, and already he's turning the whole country upside down, bro. Like, it's crazy. And, you know, for the people that voted for him, man, all I can say is, kill yourself. For real. But wow. Yeah, man, I don't know. The guy that did those shootings, he was mentally ill though, right? Like he had mental issues, right? He wasn't just some guy that just wanted attention. He had mental issues, right?
Of course he had mental issues. He wasn't normal.
I mean, like, he was, I mean, he was, like, legally obviously, considered.
Obviously. Duh.
I mean, yeah, you could say that about anybody that does something like that, but.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know about you, man. I mean, when I'm having a bad day, I may take it out of the game. Star Wars Battlefield, something like that. I might take it to the street and just walk up to somebody. Yeah, of course, he was a bastard kid, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, just kind of get on that subject, because, I mean, I'm rainy, Prince, death anniversary, you know what I mean? It's, I don't want to go down that avenue. Like,
it's pretty dark, man. It's a pretty dark episode. But one thing I did also want to talk about today, man, was the comments made by your boy, Mr. Coon, Charles Barkley, regarding the, you know, Isaiah Thomas for the Boston Celtics, point guard, superstar point guard for Boston Celtics, was crying on Monday, the day, this is the day after Easter, right? He lost his little sister in a one-car accident. So his sister dies in a car accident. The next day, they have a playoff game. Now, this man is strong enough to go out there and play this game. I don't know about you, SB, but I would not be that strong, man. They would just have to take the loss for me. I mean, think about it. They're going to lose to Cleveland anyway.
First of all, let's make it out of yourself. You would be starting on the pitch anyway. So it really wouldn't be a factor if you were crying or not. Anyway, you were saying?
The Celtics were the number one seed. Celtics had a higher seed than the Cavaliers. But everybody knows that, you know, right now they're down to the Bulls 2-0. And they're about to go back to Chicago. As a matter of fact, I think they play in a little bit tonight. But, yeah, they're down 0-2 right now. This was the first game of the playoffs. I don't know about you, man, but I wouldn't have had the strength to go out there and play, let alone do a good job. You know what I'm saying? Like, Charles Barkley had the nerve to say on live television that it's not a good look for him to be over there crying before the game. How heartless is that, bro? Like, for real? Really, Charles? Really, Charles? You know what? I got something for Charles.
But to come to Charles's argument, just play devil's advocate, okay? I mean, people are looking just to take – don't people are taking way out of context. I think what he meant was it's not a good look. I mean, if you see an athlete who's kind of like mentally distraught before a game, I mean – some athletes can turn that into fuel, you know, and electrify the game to the next level, you know. But
right.
But most average people, that's like at work, you know, they say leave your issues at the door when you come in.
Yeah.
You know, you come in to work, come in to play, whatever. It wasn't a good look. That's not a good look. I mean, if you see Floyd Mayweather crying before his bout, you know, you're going to say to yourself, I mean, Vegas, I'm sure the cards are going to be turned, you know, in the gambling's, you know, way of things, because, you know, when somebody's crying before the game, that's not a good one, you know?
Man, but under the circumstances.
Even in a drug street circle, you know, somebody gets shot, they look like they're about to cry, you better eat some soup, cover up.
Man, but even if you feel that way, as a spokesperson TNT, you can't say no shit like that, man. Like,
well,
come on.
That's what he gets, because he is on the coon train. You know, that's what he gets paid to do. He gets paid to ruffle feathers. Some people, that's his personality. He's kind of like the Charlemagne, the guy, the provoker of assholeness. You know? That is a Charles Barkley thing to say.
But this ain't the. I'm on Twitter right now, and Russell Westbrook is wearing some, questionable attire there. Wow. He's got, like, jeans with the holes in them, but they're in the knees, you know, like chicks do. Oh, wow. His shirt is, like, okay, that's disturbing. Anyway,
hey,
we're talking about Russell.
Hey, are you going to do a Twitter, man?
Man, I got to keep my ear to the street, bro, while we on air. You know, Twitter might be blowing up right now. I'm in-game tweeting. That's what I'm doing. I'm in-game tweeting. You got a problem with it?
You seem like President Trump. I mean, dude, the Twitter jockey. Man, are you worried about what Russell Westbrook's wearing, man?
I'm not worried about what he's wearing. I just think what he's wearing is very suspect. Let's cut to a commercial break real quick.
No, we got the facts.
Anyway, commercial break.
Top rated DJ in Kansas City and in St. Louis, Missouri. DJ Magic Spin. Book today at dlizzle.wix.com/MagicSpin.
I am Shakespeare in the flesh, Walt Disney.
Speaking of which, man, DJ Magic Spins, you know, I just want to give a shout out. Premier DJ definitely doing his thing. How was it?
Right.
Because I understand, you know, typically a lot of people have to book you in advance, making a payment, you know, just to secure the date. How did it go? I think you have like a client meeting. What's the process, I guess, if you want to tell me?
I have several client meetings, man. Basically, what I do is there's definitely a deposit up front if you want to book me, because I'm not about to pass up no business
right.
from other people trying to, you know what I mean, trying to book my services as well.
I'll let you know that,
Yeah, so, you know, I first thing I do is a consultation. You know, I meet with the client and basically just see what the client needs are, see how I can best fit their needs, see how I can customize a package that works for them and for me. you know, and we go from there, man. We just talk about it, and
You do VIP packages. Didn't you do like a professional baseball player?
Yeah, I did. Alex Klonowski, a pitcher for the Anaheim Angels, you know, I DJed his draft party. So, you know, it's heating up right now, man. So if y'all are looking to book, please holler at me, you know. You got the website. And we're going to commercial.
You know what? You know what's interesting? Speaking of baseball and, you know, speaking of St. Louis, now that I'm actually in the St. Louis area now temporarily, what's up with the – it's not sports-minded. It's like if it's not baseball or the Blues, St. Louis does not want nothing to do with you. They recently just they failed to pass a bill to bring a professional soccer team to St. Louis, a major league soccer team where you would be able to see David Beckham, you know, some possible premier – you know, leagues, you know, overseas, you know, brings a lot of revenue. And they voted no. The Rams left. There's an opportunity to have a basketball team in St. Louis. What's up with that, Spence? You've been, you know, a St. Louis area native.
Man, I'll tell you what it is. It's basically what you have here is a shift in demographics. And what I mean by that is basically – in so many words, the white people are leaving St. Louis for several reasons. Crime, one. Two, I mean, if you notice, like, the way that St. Louis is set up, like, you know, when I was growing up, North County was a good area, you know.
Right.
As more people that lived in the city start moving out to the county, it got worse and worse and worse and worse until, you know, people start moving further west. And, you know, I just think it has to do with the lack of demographic support. Who's going to go see a soccer team? Black people ain't about to go watch that shit.
Well, yeah,
I wouldn't go see it.
You'd be surprised looking at Ballpark Village with the Cardinals coming down.
Well, the Cardinals are
camouflage, deer hunting, pickup trucks.
The Cardinals is a little bit different, though, because Cardinals have always been really popular. Like, you know, even, you know, black people do go to the games. It's mostly white people that go to the games. But, you know, you see some black faces out there. Ballpark Village was.
I think baseball is really not. I think as a people, I don't think we don't really support baseball like that, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been to a few games, and for one, you know,
I go to the games when I'm in town. I go to the game.
You know what I'm saying? Is for one, you don't even see a lot of us. Name five black baseball players.
Well, it ain't many of us on the team.
Just in general, Major League Baseball, right now.
I mean, you know what? Honestly, man, I couldn't tell you because I don't really – I mean, I can
okay.
If I think about it for a minute.
Okay, just name two.
Name two? I can't think of the dude from the dude that played center field for the Cardinals. He played for the Cubs last year. I forgot his name. But
point.
I haven't
my
honestly
point.
Being honest, man, I haven't really followed baseball too well over the past few years, especially since I've been living in Kansas City.
But baseball, I mean, it's America's pastime sport. I mean, when I was a kid growing up.
My brother can, though. He can name a bunch of black baseball players. He can. He follows baseball. I don't follow it like I used to. No front.
Right. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, your brother, that's not common. I mean, majority of people. A lot of people don't say, hey, man, you see the Cardinals game? I mean, just really don't follow baseball. Real tough, like, back in the day, you know. I think post, you know, right after the strike, that kind of is when I was affected, when I kind of, you know what, we can't follow these cats. These guys are some scrubs, as if they're not getting paid enough anyway. But I think baseball is kind of a dying sport. They even said on ESPN the other day, like, you can't even look in the stadium. Like, behind home plate, like the stadiums, I mean, there's nobody there.
At the Cardinals games? It's always folks at the Cardinals games. I've never seen an empty Busch Stadium. You know what I mean? Like, that's one thing I can say about St. Louis.
St. Louis
really
Cardinals,
is the Cardinals.
St. Louis Cardinals baseball is the exception because St. Louis actually has the number one, another fun Barbershop Talk 101 fact. St. Louis Cardinals has the highest population fan base in baseball. Number two being Yankees.
Yeah.
St. Louis has the highest fan base.
They both have, they're 1-2 as far as World Series. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, for people that really follow baseball, they will go to the games. You know, a lot of people hold season passes and I see them all the time on Facebook. Y'all got an extra ticket to the game. I miss going to the game. That's one thing I do miss about being in St. Louis.
I mean, it's fun. The first few innings is fun. But after a while, man, them games be long as a mug. It ain't like
they be long on TV though. Like I enjoy actually going to the games. It don't seem as long when you're there. You don't watch no commercials. You know, they do a bunch of shit in between the innings or whatnot, and you actually get to see what they're doing. They're interacting with the crowd. Folks are standing up doing the wave and shit. You know what I mean?
It's nostalgic. It's fun. But my point, you're missing the point. My point is, it's not like if you go to a football game, if you go to a basketball game, or even a hockey game. I mean, it's real exciting and it's quick. Baseball is long, man. Baseball is so long that you even need a stretch. That they even need to say, you know what, pause. Y'all need to, before y'all fall asleep, get up. Get up. I get it. Get up. Stretch. A seventh inning stretch. Baseball, not for nothing, is boring. I mean, when's the last time you owned a baseball game on the game?
When they stopped making them for the Xbox One. I refuse to buy a PlayStation. Xbox One all day. I refuse to buy. I mean, they got the baseball for the PS4, but that's a gaming issue. You know what I'm saying? They're not allowed to make a baseball game because how they, it's like the PS4 can't make the basketball. You know what I'm saying? 2K has exclusive rights to the whole basketball game industry. You know what I'm saying? Is all Xbox. You know, unless you, I don't know about Live. I know they can't do a 2K, but I don't know about Live. Live is whack though. I've been whack for a minute.
Speaking of whack, man, and, you know, this whole Generation Y, you know, I don't get it. You know, that's why I always say why, you know. That's why I get to call Generation Y. Why the hell they act like? Why does their music sound like? Why do they dress like that? That's why it's Generation Y. The other thing now, I don't know if you've heard recently. Well, you should, you know, because, you know, you keep up with things. There's a thing now called Promposal.
Called what?
Called a promposal. So now, since we are in the season of prom right now, what kids are doing now, because back in the day, when I went to the prom, you know, you'd have to send, like, your scouts out to make sure that Shorty digs you, and then you could pop the question, hey, man, you want to go to the prom with me? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Now they got a thing called promposal. So basically it's a whole social media type thing where, you know, I guess on IG or Snapchat, you got to do something pretty elaborate and like propose to, you know, the person you want to take to the prom, you know. So it's called a promposal. Now you actually have to propose. It has to be something sophisticated. It has to be something on social media. It has to be something that's going to get likes, you know. I don't know, man. It's just kids nowadays.
I mean, that's the world we live in, man. The social media has totally taken over, bro. Like, I mean, you can't do anything without social media now, you know? I mean, used to be, you're going to find a job, what are you going to do? You're going to look in the paper, right? Look in the thrifty nickel, look in the paper. Go up to the place and get an application. How many places give out applications anymore? I don't even think you can get an application at McDonald's anymore. You got to go online. It's like the whole world is shifted to where you have to have a computer. Or some type of smartphone. I mean, do they even sell regular phones anymore?
If you think about it, do you really need the USPS, FedEx, or UPS? You know, I mean, you only really need that for, like, specific packages if you're ordering something or if you're getting merchandise, actual physical merchandise. But everything else in terms of, like, mail, like bills and stuff like that, that's irrelevant. I mean, that's obsolete. When's the last time you looked at your phone statement in the mail, or you actually looked at a banking statement through the mail, you know, or you actually mailed a check to pay your phone bill, you know. Well, now you got these apps. Now you got an app. It's just like one click, boom, boom, boom. Got
it. Yeah. And like my kids, they have no idea, you know, my kids, your kids, they have no idea how it used to be. We used to have to actually send checks in. Or, you know, write money orders. That day is dead, man. Everything is online. You still need money orders occasionally. But now
what,
they have.
What, tell you what. I mean, I'm not too big on the Amazon, online ordering, but I did order a few sneakers. It's pretty exciting, but, my anxiety is too crazy. It's kind of like Christmas. You place the order, because I'm used to, when I pay cash, when I see that money deducted from my account, I need that transaction. I need that trade. I need that merchandise. Let me touch it, feel it, it's mine. I was checking that tracking every single day. Every time the mailman came, I was getting upset. Like, you sure you got all the mail? You sure you have to get something in the truck? It was 2 weeks ago. That's the only thing, man, is the mail. It's like, you got to depend on that. It's cool. Once it arrives, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is cool. It's cool. But I'd still much rather prefer going into the store, dealing with the human element, trying it on maybe, and then walking out like that. Because when you look in the mirror, you can actually look in the mirror. I got a pair of Air Max 10.5. For some reason, it's not the same 10.5. Like, it's pretty slow, medium around the toes, man, like getting corns from rocking. You know what I mean? But I'm like,
yeah.
They only had it online.
Yeah, that's the downside. I mean, the upside, though, is that most of the time you can get the shit cheaper online. You can find a coupon or something. They do free shipping. You don't have to worry about them not having your size. Because you have a larger, much larger warehouse. You don't have to go to the local store and they tell you the next closest store is 30, 40 miles away, and they may or may not have them. Let me call over there. You don't worry about that. You just order them straight offline. They send them to your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to wait, but,
Speaking of wait, I see the show on Netflix. It's pretty cool. It's interesting. But, it's kind of bizarre. Kind of weird. It's called Sneakerheads. There's actually, I'm sure you're aware, there's a subculture of sneakerheads. But these are people who are so passionate about sneakers where they will just collect shoes, spend hundreds of thousands of dollars just to have shoes in their inventory that they will never wear, just to say that they have those shoes, and just to say that they got the shoes on the day it came out. They will wait in line weeks. That's kind of wrong. That's kind of a disease. That's weird to me. I don't know. That's so scary.
I know people that are sneakerheads. They'll wear the shoes once or twice. A lot of that starts off real early. I know this girl I went to school with. Shout out Tatiana. Appreciate. Shout out on graduation. She worked at Foot Locker, so she got the shoes for the dirt. She ain't had to pay full price, so she knew when they were coming out. She put them aside for you can put them aside for yourself and ain't got to worry about running out of your size or whatever color you wanted. Then they get the inside track. It's kind of like with music. I used to work at Best Buy, and I knew when everything was coming out because I would see it coming in off the truck. So, I would put some things aside for myself, make sure I had my music, my music game up. It's just, the sneaker thing, I mean, you can only wear two shoes at a time.
It's almost disgusting. It's a poison for the subculture of poverty, unfortunately. Because it's with this nigga culture, what it projects is it's a projection illusion where I can get a taste of status by me having these Jordans. I am now significant, Now I'm the first person to have these Jordans, despite the fact that my mom's on welfare. I do have these sneakers, This validates me in social media. Now I can post on social media and get 100 likes because I got #12s.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It is crazy. Man, speaking of, since we're talking about social media, and just real quick, back to the, we got a couple minutes, back to the Cleveland shootings where they did Facebook Live. How do you think that affects, what people do? Because this isn't the first time that somebody's done something like that where they, did something on Facebook Live where, they just want people to see, it's not like we're media where you have a whole media crew where they can edit stuff out. Facebook Live allows you to post whatever you want to post, whenever you want to post it. Do you think they're going to stop that anytime soon? How do you feel about that?
I think it's brilliant.
I never posted anything live. I mean, you know,
I think it's great. I think it's great. And imagine this. Imagine this as a utility. Imagine you get in an argument and you're in a relationship with your significant other where they pass out on boy, now you got live, nigga. That's live ammo. That's live ammunition. Oh, yeah, you talking crazy right now? Hello, what's up? We live. What'd you say? You going to do what? Yeah, we live. Okay. Yeah, man. That right there, man, is some you know, you can really use that to your advantage in a certain situation. And I think it'll help people. It's somewhat of a form of checks and balances, because you gotta be cautionary what you do, because you never know who can be recording. Now on the flip side of
that,
you know, you got crazy people out there who can exploit that platform to kind of showcase to get attention. You know.
Yeah.
But overall, I think it's a great thing. I think we're in the era of the running man. You know, if you remember that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, kind of like, okay, we're not futuristic now. You can actually watch people get executed live on TV. You know, I like it.
No, it's cool. I mean, I think it does allow you, if you go live, I think it does allow you to kind of feel like you're there. Like, say if in my class reunion, I didn't go because I just didn't go. I didn't really care about most of the people that were there. I'm still cool with everybody I was really fucking with in high school anyway, and I talked to them on a regular basis. So anybody else, I really didn't really care to see. But, you know, just to see everybody together, everybody that I graduated with, you know, they was live or whatever at the little venue or whatever. And, you know, it was cool. I kind of, you know, even though I wasn't there, you know, you can post, you know, your comments and whatnot, and people can see it, you know, people that's actually doing the live broadcast or whatever. And I think it's kind of cool, but at the same time, it, you know, like you said, it does kind of, you know, it can be dangerous as well. So.
Well, the thing is, it really makes it a small community. It really brings, I think, from a positive aspect, I think it really makes it into a communal aspect where you can see things like, you know, your class reunion, which you would never see before. You can see people, which you would never, ever, ever see before. And I look at it like it's a reality TV, but in a circle of people that you know. Like, okay, let me change the channel. I get to look at so-and-so's reality TV. This is them eating Italian food and how great their life is.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Real quick, man, we got – it's cool, man. I never use it because personally for me, I don't want to post my – you know, now when I have my birthday party or something like that, I might go live then, you know, just so people that weren't able to be there can feel like they're there. They can actually see me. They can see who else is there, you know. So that part
like
of it is
I don't
cool.
Like it. The reason why I don't like it because it's too intrusive, you know what I'm saying? It's like – it's too intrusive. It's like, you know, half the people on my Facebook, it's like, I don't want them to see how I'm living, what I'm doing, anything. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
You know, I say people going live, that's some vain shit. That's like, live is a bunch of saying, hey, look at me, this is your live selfie. Instead of looking at a picture, you know, now you actually get to see me. Watch me walking down the street talking about it. I just got my hair cut. Yeah, I'm live. Oh, look, it's Charlotte. Oh, what's up, Charlotte? Oh, hey, boo, how you doing? Oh, yeah, we live out here. I'm like, okay, what is it? What are you doing?
It's just like with anything else, man. Like, you know, it depends on how you use it, how it's used. I mean, I think it has some good qualities, but
vanity.
At the same time, it depends on how you use it.
Vanity. It's hey, look at me button. Hey. Y'all got to see me, damn it. Y'all got to see what I'm doing today. What the hell? What's that guy with the dreadlocks who I can't stand real quick that I always see, who's always giving advice? Man, if your friends aren't there for you, you don't need them because you are your individual self when you look in the mirror because you love yourself. That's what that is. Get out of here.
I know what dude you're talking about. I can't think of his name right now. I don't know what you're talking about.
Who are you, Moses? You the modern-day Moses? Your dreadlocks.
Before we get out of here, man, you know, again, rest in peace, especially Charlie Murphy. Nobody knew he was sick like that. I had no idea. You know, prayers go out to the Murphy family, Eddie, everybody. that was crazy. Yeah, on the 1 year anniversary of Prince's death, man, let me go ahead and outro with some Prince. You know what I mean? But you got anything to say to the fans, to everybody,
man,
before we get out of here?
You're going to play the outro, you're going to play the outro, man. We out.
I'm going to play the outro, man. But do you have anything to say? Do you have, like I said, don't ever interrupt me again, man. Like,
he loved you.
Yeah, he thinks this shit is funny, man. Like, he, this dude is wild. Yo, man, we out of here. Barbershop Talk 101, DJ Magic, SB Illustrious, holla at us. Check us out every Friday, 5:30. Should be every Friday going forward, right? hopefully we're coming to y'all live soon, man, so I'll keep y'all posted on that. But until then, I'll let y'all next Friday. Be safe. Peace out.
There's been a revolution in American music. It's not just for listening anymore. It's for looking. You're about to see one of the main reasons why. Propelled to the top of the charts by his hit motion picture, Purple Rain, here is a super exciting, super talented Prince and the Revolution.
Never meant to call you in trouble. I never meant to call you.